Okay, now back to regular. Excuse me.
Let's see, where are we? We're back to case number 11519. The application of James and Leslie Shelton. Site is located south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, being west of Maple Lane, approximately 1,074 feet south of Cedar Road. Being more specifically, Lot 40 within Kenwick Subdivision Number 5. 911 address is 38364 Maple Lane, Selbyville, Delaware. Tax map ID is District 533, map 19.16, parcel number 38. Requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. More specifically, they are requesting a 4.9-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement. For the record, there have been no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Come on up, sir. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Charles Zonko. My address is 37116 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Can you spell your last name for us?
Zonko.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm the attorney for Mr. and Mrs. Shelton. With me is Charlie Zonko, who is the contractor who would be building their proposed home. Mr. and Mrs. Shelton own Lot 40 in the Kenwick development. If you look at Exhibit A of the exhibit package that I submitted, you can see their lot is approximately 50 feet wide by 110 feet deep. The lot fronts on Maple Lane is adjacent to a lagoon on the rear of the lot. The Sheltons are planning to construct a new home on the lot. The home would be approximately 30 feet wide by 58 feet in length. The placement of the home will comply with the county side and rear yard setbacks, but we are requesting a 4.9-foot variance from the county's 30-foot front yard setback provision. So that would result in an actual front yard setback of 25.1 feet. Kenwick is a bit unusual in that the development is subject to both county setback and Kenwick setback restrictions, and they are not the same. If you look on Exhibit B, you can see the difference. The county's front is 30 foot. Kenwick has a 25-foot front. The county's rear is 10 foot. Kenwick has a 20-foot rear. And the Sussex County side yard is 10 foot, and Kenwick has a 5 foot. So as you can see there, Kenwick actually has a greater rear yard setback than the county, and the Shelton's home will meet that setback. And the development has a front yard setback of 25 feet as compared to the county's 30-foot setback. The Shelton's home is proposed, would comply with the Kenwick setback. And again, I requested variances from the county 30-foot setback. There have been many variances granted in the Kenwick development regarding front yard setbacks. I think, as you know, Kenwick has evolved from originally a summer second home type community into a very significant, substantial year-round community with primary residences located on many of the lots. Exhibit C and D are minutes of 2009 Board of Adjustment decisions, which approved front yard setbacks of approximately 5 feet on two lots adjacent to the Shelton's lots, and that would be lots 38 and 39. Exhibit E is just a plot of a portion of Kenwick showing the location of the Shelton's lot, which is lot 40. Again, lot 38 is circled, that's the tax map number, but the lot there is lot 40. Exhibit F is a letter approving the Shelton's building plans from Mr. Brady, who is the chairman of the Kiemwick Building Committee. And his letter notes that many homes in Kiemwick are built with a 25-foot front setback that did receive county variances, and that the plans that the Shelton submitted indicate an upgraded home, which will be an asset to the community. As to the legal parameters for a variance, this is a unique situation of smaller lots in the community, which have private restrictions, which some are less, some are more than the county's. And in complying with the rear yard setback of 20 feet, it does reduce the building envelope and basically would move the home forward. The variance is needed for the reasonable use of the lot, for placement of the type of homes that are now being built in the development. And as noted by the HOA letter, it will be an upgrade to the community. The situation was not created by the applicant. It directly results from the lot size and the private restrictions in the development. The proposed variance will not alter the essential character of the area, and it will be similar to many other homes in Kiemwick that have a 25-foot front setback, including two homes immediately near the Shelton's home. And the requested variance is the least modification necessary for compliance with the private restriction and construction of an appropriate and attractive home on the property. Mr. Zonko, is everything I just stated true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Gentlemen, that's all we have to present unless you have any questions.
All right. Are there any questions from Mr. Workman?
Mr. Sir, I cannot vote on this case. There's family tied into this.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Workman. Then we'll go down here with Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Okay. Excuse me, Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Record?
No questions. Okay. No questions.
Okay. And Mr. Calloway. So, any questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, there's one, two, three. Okay, would you please come forward and be sworn in then?
Good evening, ma'am. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Elma McCabe.
And your address?
Here. 38356 Maple Lane. We're next door to this.
Okay. And
should the hearing difficult?
Kiemwick, Shelbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
I'm a Baptist.
Ronald McCabe, 38396 Maple Lane.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
Troy McCabe, 35723 Coleman Avenue, Shelbyville, Delaware. I grew up and they're my parents, so they're asking me for support, so that's why.
Very good. And do you swear or affirm the testimony God gives truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening, ma'am. You wish to, or do you want to speak, sir?
Doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah, first off, you have to speak up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, but. Well, I think when they said the length of the lot is 110 feet, I think that better be checked. I'll say they're 100 feet.
Okay.
And we are of course right next door neighbor to Shelton's and. The problem is, first off, that's our primary home. We've been there, it doesn't matter how long, a long time.
8 years.
And our living room is, of course, in front of the house, and we have windows in the front, windows on the side, and if they build there, they're going to completely knock our view of the bay out. We won't be able to see the bay at all on the right-hand side. And the other thing, I'm not aware at this time, and this, they said about 38 and 39. Like I said, I don't know, but all the other ones are lined up as you should be, neat. Everything looks nice. Now, if we start letting them change things like this, it's going to change the way the place looks. And Kennewick's a nice place to live. In fact, where we live, this has got nothing to do with it, but we were the first house in there 40-some years ago. But the problem, again, we don't want to lose. We don't want to lose our view.
Sir, you had mentioned that you think the lot's only 100 feet deep. I've got a copy of the survey here, if you'd like to look at it. But it shows that it's 110 feet deep on each side. But it does appear that part of the property extends into the lagoon a little bit.
Well, but see,
you'd like to look at the survey, I have it here, if you'd like to see it.
Okay. That's my line also. he's got lot 39, I've got 40 and 41.
We're on two lots and he's...
We're on two lots, but our lots are side by side.
And we put an oversized house. He had three stories. And it was it's a small lot, and it was overpacked then. But now if he makes it go out in front of us and still up, it's still just one lot. We're on two lots.
I would have had, I'd had no problem with it. If it was on the lagoon side, it wouldn't have mattered. But I guess Kennewick Association didn't allow that either. So,
sir, how far back does your house sit from the front property line?
What is legal in Kennewick?
Do you know how far back it sits, Dad?
I guess 25 feet.
25?
Yeah.
And that's what they're asking for?
That's all they're asking?
That's all they're asking for is 25. Like,
see, the county okay. Supersedes. They had 30 feet they're supposed to have.
Oh, that's it. Mm-hmm.
And then they're coming here for a variance of 5. So they can build back to 25 feet. Okay? Which you say you have, right? So they would be in line with you if you are at 25 feet.
I made a mistake.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have said because I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's 25.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not sure your house is 25 or so?
No, but I'm in line with all the rest of them all the way down the street.
Right, and Kennewick's requirement.
25.
Is 25 feet. And if your house was built 40 years ago, I don't know if that was before, that was not before the county's ordinance, was it?
Or the association, too.
It would have been 46 years ago when the regulations started.
Okay. If your house was built to Kennewick setback, then that would have been 25 feet. They're asking for the, actually less than that, they're asking for 5.1 feet.
Right.
I think the Kennewick rules were input later on, many years later, though.
Yeah.
Now, let me understand this.
Mm-hmm.
What you can I ask them a question?
You can ask us, and we can ask
them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then are they saying that their house is not going to be out closer to the road than what mine is?
No, they haven't established that. And that's why I asked you how far your house was.
Well, see, that's what my problem is.
Okay. So let me rephrase it. If they're asking for no more than what your house is, then you're not an objection?
No objection as long as they don't take my view away.
Right.
Put it that way.
They don't come out past ours, but...
Okay.
No, as long as they do not come out past our house, I have no problem. Like I said, on the other side of them, I'm not sure about that.
Because it could possibly be that your house, because Kennewick does have a 25-foot setback, it could be that your house is 25 feet from the front property line, They're asking to be 25.1 feet because the county requires 30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's out past where they had their other house, it's going to be past our house.
I don't know that nothing's been said in relation to the other house.
We're not used to doing this, and that's our.
I guess my question is, I understand that if your house is 30 feet and they want to put theirs at 25.1 feet away, then you're an objection.
Yes.
But if your house is 25 feet and they want to put theirs at 25.1 feet, then you would not be an objection. Is that correct?
Did you say by 1 foot?
No. If your house is at 20 feet from the front property line and they're requesting that they put their house 25.1 foot from the property line, a little more than 25 feet, then you would not be an objection?
I am not in, will not be, no objection again.
If it's past the front again, of our house.
If it's not past the front of yours.
Right, exactly.
Because they leave a boat in the yard and it's, and the wind blows, it could come right over our house anyway.
I understand.
But
So you're not, if they don't come any further than your house, you're not an objection?
No.
Objection.
No.
All right. Thank
no,
you.
No objection.
Thank
you.
And Mr. McCabe, just to be clear, your view of the bay is from the front yard, not from the rear yard?
No, the front yard is where the street is.
Uh-huh.
In the back, where the lagoon is. But we're about 6-7 houses back from the bay, and we got a nice view right down, looking down the bay.
From the front yard?
From the front yard.
Okay.
Gotcha. Across Maple Lane.
I just wanted to make sure because the lagoon shows here.
Because they already have a three-story house, and I'm sure it's probably going to be three-story again.
But that's no
and
problem.
And it just blocks you right in.
Right.
Thank
but
you.
That's what we have.
Okay.
And that's our permanent home.
Yeah,
they just come on weekend or whenever.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Let me get back here then.
Mr. Chairman, if I may ask Mr. Fuquay.
I was going to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fuquay, do you know the proximity of the proposed dwelling on lot 40 to the actual dwelling as it pertains from the road on lot 41?
Repeat that question.
All right. The proposed dwelling that your client is asking is 25.1 feet from Maple Lane.
Right.
Is the house on lot 41, which I believe was the lot owned by the McCabes,
right,
is that 25 feet from the property line to your house?
I wouldn't know what that is.
Would Mr. Zonko know that?
To expand upon that, did the applicant prepare a average front yard setback for this application?
No, we did not, and we were asking for the variance. Obviously, if there are other dwellings located in the area that are closer, there could be an average, but we did not prepare that.
Right, the ordinance allows if you go 300 foot in either direction on the same side of the street,
and
you could do an average.
And I do not know on the lots on the other side of the McCabe's of our property, the two closest lots do have basically 5 foot variances granted. I don't know if those homes were built. I just checked the county records to see that they did have variances.
Where are the 5 foot variances you said?
38 and 39, which are to the left.
38 and 39?
The McCabe's would be on this side, be the two lots on this side.
So they did get variances?
Yes, they're and copies of the minutes are in the exhibits that I gave
you. So evidently there is a 25 foot setback there because it's supposed to be
30.
There's
an approved 25 foot setback on those two lots. And like
yes.
I said, whether I don't know if those houses were built that way or not.
Right.
I just know there were variances.
Approved for that, though.
We could leave the hearing open for the applicant to or someone to provide us with that information.
It makes sense. Okay. Any further questions, Jim, from members of the board?
Mr. Lank, would the county be able to provide that information, or
the county would the preference is that a
surveyor.
Rather than the county, because you can't draw up tape for the distance you need without a survey. Can do it with a transit, and it's more accurate.
Can I ask Mr. McCabe?
Yes.
Do you have a survey of your property?
I can get one.
Okay. Can you bring that into the county office for us to see?
Yes, I will.
We'd appreciate that.
Can I add to that?
Yes.
Does your, Mr. McCabe, does your survey show the houses that exist on your property?
Yeah. Okay. However, oh, I'm sorry.
If you come up front, sir, please.
However,
sir, could you come up to the podium, please?
We have to get it on record.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
However, it's going to be about 3 weeks because okay. we're
leaving on vacation Wednesday.
Okay.
3 weeks. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Then, hearing no further questions.
Could I ask one question?
Sure.
Obviously, subject to your voting on this, if there's any way that survey could be submitted sooner, there are some construction plans underway, and if 3 weeks to get that in, and then obviously it'll take a while to get back on your agenda, it could start to add up in time.
They're just getting ready to go on vacation, as they said.
Well, I mean, if it's just the survey, it can be mailed to you, or if they have the survey, assuming there's an existing survey.
Our next hearing is in 2 weeks, and the hearing after that would be the first Monday in March, which my guess would be the 2nd of March.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks would...
Would almost tie into the same time frame.
Okay. Correct.
All right.
To have it in for the next meeting might be a little tight anyhow, so...
Okay. That's
perhaps that would be something the board would consider.
Yeah. Okay. All righty then, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
I guess, let me ask Mr. McCabe. Do you have to have a survey done, or do you have the survey?
Not to give you a smart answer, sir, but it's in my attic, so you know what's in the attic.
Okay, so you got to hunt it down.
Yes.
I got you.
Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And that's okay. We're just trying to.
That's fine.
Mr. McCabe.
Lawrence.
If you can come back up.
Oh, one more time.
The board has a hearing on March the 2nd. Would you be able to have the survey to the board before that, preferably at least a week before that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right.
March the 2nd.
March the 2nd is the next time that is a board, we have a meeting that evening. So,
bring it here.
Well, what you would need.
Oh, no, you got to have ahead of time.
If the board wanted to do this, what they would ask is that you send it to the Planning and Zoning Office.
Okay. Right.
And then they will hold, that will be part of the public record.
All right.
But we would need to have that before the board, before the 2nd of March.
Okay.
All right. I know that.
Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, let me see if I add something here that will make this a lot simpler, I hope. He knows it's in the attic. Where it is in the attic, he doesn't know. I can agree with him on that. If I had to look for something in mine, I wouldn't be able to do it readily. Why don't we require them to pull an average, and that can possibly meet the date that the applicant is looking for, and we pull an average and we know what it is. Now survey may not be current. It may be something back in 1990 or something. If it doesn't show the house.
If the house was built 40 years ago, I think it would show the house on it.
I don't know.
Might not?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, if you do an averaging, then how what's different? You don't
difference then, is that he may fall into that variance that he wants. That if you left
on the average,
sure, he can apply for the average. He doesn't have to apply for 4.9. He might only have to apply for 4 points.
When the applicant provides the average. Is that in the form of a survey?
Right.
Yes.
So the applicant could provide the survey of the location of the house next door.
Survey locates the improvements within 300 feet of the site and comes up with the average.
Right. Or the frontage of the property next door.
Right.
Either one. I mean, typically it's the average.
Typically it's the average or the other.
Yeah, but need a survey.
So maybe you want to do the average so we can see what...
Yeah, no, we can do that. I just want to make it clear. We're talking about two different things, though. The average would permit you to have it. We're requesting a variance, but I understand you want that information, and we can provide it.
I think, Mr. Rigger, Mr. Fuqua kind of brought this up. They've applied for the variance, so this is what they've applied for. That was an option, potentially an option, that they could have looked at before, maybe did look at. But, you know, I think to require the applicant to do that now when they've applied for this, I mean, if they're willing to do it, that's certainly up to them. But they've applied for a variance based on what our ordinance is for that community. So, you know, that's the record we have.
Well, I asked that question intentionally because I didn't know that they were suggested to them that they do an average because it's 25 foot. When Kennewick first started and when zoning first started, we accepted deed restrictions, whatever the deed restrictions required, even though they were different from what was the requirements of the coop. We found that there were deed restrictions and the projects were already underway substantially, then we would accept their deed restriction. And the ordinance changed in 71, which didn't allow us to do that anymore. So Mr. McCade, right on that margin, was it before or after the ordinance changed? And I don't know what the date was. I looked in my ordinance a minute ago to see if I had it noted, but I didn't.
Just to keep things simple, we have no objection to providing the information, so we'll provide that. And I may not have an opportunity to speak to you again, so I do want to mention one thing, though. If the two lots that did have variances granted, if those homes are 25 feet, then that would affect this view issue. In other words, if there's going to be homes already closer to the road than if their home is 30 feet. So, but we will provide that information for...
So we can go from there, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mr. Fuqua, how long do you think it would take for that?
Mr. Zonko, how long do you think it will take? We'll have to find out.
Well, if that can be gotten to the office...
As soon as you can.
...prior to the time for our next meeting, then otherwise it would be two meetings.
Okay. The 16th is our next one, right?
16th is our next one. The 2nd is the one after that.
2nd of March is
we
our
have
next
to be
one.
So. In time for be put
we
on
have
the agenda.
A week in advance of the hearing so we can have a revision to the agenda.
What's the average of different distance is helpful?
300 foot in each direction on the same side
same
of the street.
Same side, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that in case number 11,519, that we leave the public record open, public hearing open, for only the purpose of the applicant and or opposition to provide us with a survey or other means of understanding the setback of the home on lot number 41.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Sorry.
Excuse me, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave the public hearing open for the purpose of having an average or a survey done so we can have a better understanding of the lot. All those in favor of the motion?
Just make sure I'm clear on it, because the motion that I want to make sure this is what you're moving for, Mr. Mills, is so that the neighbor could provide a survey of his property, lot 41, showing the improvements on that property. Mm-hmm. And for the applicant to provide a survey showing the average of the properties in 300 feet in either direction on the same side of the street.
And or.
But those are the two reasons it's left open
right.
for those
That's
limited
correct.
Purposes.
Right. Okay, again, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye.
Oh, actually, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway again, so by vote of 4-0, case number 11,519 will be left open at the public hearing.
Could I ask one question?
Yes, sir.
If the McCabe's property is 25 feet, if we could establish that by survey, would that just be acceptable? Because, I mean, this all costs money to do the average, so... I mean, as I understood it, if they're the same, there's no.
I don't think so. If they met the.
Yeah, I.
He meets the average.
He doesn't need a variance.
Right.
if he meets setbacks.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not speaking for the others, but yeah, I'm satisfied if their property is, if they're 25 feet back, then I have no problem with granting the variance.
All right, thank you.
Don't need a variance.
Doesn't need one.
Mr. Okay. McCabe, did you want to say something?
You still want a survey, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes, please.
Thank you.
Don't go have one prepared if you can't find one you have.
I won't do that.
He knows it's there. He just doesn't know where.
Don't know where.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, before we move on, is there a time limitation as to when, how long we're leaving this record open for that limited purpose?
No longer. I should have stated no longer than the first meeting of March.
Yeah, no longer than the first meeting of March. Because you got to have it a week yet to re-advertise.
A week to put it back on the agenda.
So let's go to the first of March. First meeting in March. No longer than that to be left open.
So the surveys need to be provided no later than March the 2nd.
No, a week before. So we can
week
have one
before.
Week, yeah, week before.
Before. So that would be the
calendar. February the 25th.
Wait a minute, I'll tell you.
What's a week? March 2nd, take 7 days.
The total on the agenda, 7 days.
It would be this. Yeah. It would be the 23rd.
Okay.
Okay.
Needed by the 23rd. Okay.
So is that? Are you moving for that, Mr. Mills?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Okay. All those in favor?
Thank you.
Hi.
All right.